Shalom, Nosea Shiur Shelanu Hu Yom Ha'ah.
Hello everyone, the topic of the lesson is the 15th of Av, the Day of Love. We're going to continue reading from the excerpt. We're on number 16. The four attributes of love. 16. When we observe the attributes of love between man and man, we find four measures of love, one atop the other, meaning two that are four. The first is conditional love. It means that because of the great goodness, pleasure, and benefit that one receives from one's friend, his soul clings to him with wondrous love. There are two measures in this. The first measure is that before they met and began to love one another, they did harm to one another. However, now, they do not want to remember it, for love will cover all crimes. The second measure is that they have always done good and helped one another, and there is no trace of harm or detriment between them. The second is unconditional love. It means that one knows the virtue of one's friend to be sublime, beyond any imaginable measure. Because of this, his soul clings to him with immeasurable love. Here too, there are two measures. The first measure is before one knows every conduct and deed of one's friend with others. At that time, this love is considered less than absolute love. This is because one's friend has dealings with others, and on the surface, he seems to be harming others out of negligence. In this manner, if the lover saw them, the merit of his friend would be entirely blemished, and the love between them would be corrupted. Yet, since he has not seen these dealings, his love is still whole, great, and truly wonderful. The second attribute of unconditional love is the fourth attribute of love in general, which also comes from knowing the merit of his friend. Yet in addition, now he knows all his dealings and conducts with every person, none missing. He has checked and found that not only is there no trace of a flaw in them, but his goodness is greater than anything imaginable. Now, it is eternal and complete love. Note that these four attributes of love between man and man also apply between man and the Creator.
Again, it's not simple.
Maybe we'll read it in parts, and then you'll explain.
If we have questions, because everything is quite clear. It's discerned excerpt by excerpt.
Excerpt 16 from the four attributes of love. When we observe the attributes of love between man and man, we find four measures of love, one atop the other, meaning two that are four.
Meaning, if we want to come close to the Creator, then between us and Him are 4 degrees. through which we connect to him. They are called four virtues of love. Let's hear about them. Our attribute.
The first is conditional love. It means that because of the great goodness, pleasure, and benefit that one receives from one's friend, his soul clings to him with wondrous love. There are two measures in this. The first measure is that before they met and began to love one another, they did harm to one another. However, now they do not want to remember it, for love will cover all crimes. The second measure is that they have always done good and helped one another, and there is no trace of harm or detriment between them. The second is unconditional love. It means that one knows the virtue of one's friend to be sublime beyond any imaginable measure. Because of this, his soul clings to him with immeasurable love. Here too, there are measures. The first measure is, before one knows every conduct and deed of one's friend with others, at that time this love is considered less than absolute love. This is because one's friend has dealings with others, and that on the surface he seems to be harming the others out of negligence. In this manner, if the lover saw them, the merit of his friend would be entirely blemished, and the love between them would be corrupted. Yet, since he has not seen these dealings, his love is still whole, great, and truly wonderful. The second attribute of unconditional love is the fourth attribute of love in general, which also comes from knowing the merit of his friend. Yet, in addition, now he knows all his dealings and conducts with every person, none missing. He has checked and found that not only is there no trace of a flaw in them, but his goodness is greater than anything imaginable. Now it is eternal and complete love. Note that these four attributes of love between man and man also apply between man and the Creator.
Okay, I understand why you don't have any questions, because there's a lot of information here, too much maybe. Gradually we will come close to it, we'll scrutinize it. All told, what we need to understand is that to the extent a person approaches the Creator, he begins to recognize that there is no bad in the world, there are no evildoers in the world, and what he saw before, all the crimes, all the evildoers, it was because his qualities were corrupt. And because he corrected himself through all forms of reception, then he sees that the entire world is filled with complete righteous, and there's no one to blame for anything. And that's how he comes to eternal absolute eternal love to the Creator, meaning everything depends on the extent to which a person corrects himself.
Be'er Sheva.
I truly want to know if my getting closer to the Creator influences my love to my friends, or is it that if I get closer to the Creator, I'm satisfied only with love of the Creator?
Love of the Creator and the love of people is actually one and the same. Except for us, the path to
unity one,
the love of the Creator goes through love of the created beings.
Моя любовь. Тот вариант, когда товарищи делают друг другу добро, и ты зависим от этого добра, это понятно. А вот там вторая часть говорится, что.
The same extent when the friends do it to one another.
Не желая причинять.
Do favors, but it's also written here how that they don't want to harm one another. Now, on this background, this love, unconditional love.
I cannot clarify it more because it's a huge thing and everything is connected to everything. But the more you understand, you will understand, and through your study and your inner development, you understand even more. I can't just get into all the details of these four attributes. The more you read, the more you think about it, talk about it, get confused about it. And this way you'll begin to discover that this is the path of development of each and every person until he is able to meet the Creator.
Да, дорогой Раф, а вот он здесь пишет про зависимую любовь, а к какой мы должны все-таки прийти к любви?
Yes, dear Rav. He writes here about unconditional love and conditional love.
We need to reach love, as he writes, that is absolute, eternal and absolute, meaning eternal and complete, meaning nothing can change it. It's 100% love from the created being to the Creator. Then he discovers that this love from the beginning was in the Creator toward him, toward all the created beings.
What is this love that's independent, absolute?
It's a feeling of an eternal love, complete. Whole, there's nothing outside of it. All the rest will come to it and we'll feel it. It's still before us. For all of us.
Thank you, Rav. What exactly do I need to love the friends on? We're not talking about their personality, right?
You need to love the friends because they help you reach the Creator. They are the parts of your soul by which you can climb from the degree of beast to the degree of man. And if not for them, you would remain lost. Well, of course, the Creator would have taken care of you at some point, but who knows when? That's why the Creator arranges a group around each and every person, and man, as it's written in the article, the Arvut, the person has to say that the Creator arranged all of this for him, and he places his hand on the good fortune, and he says, take it, those are your friends, by connecting with them, you will connect to me.
Moscow 1.
Каждая из этих четырех степеней любви к ближнему, она по своему.
How does every attribute of this of love towards the others,
свою тоже форму любви к Творцу,
in its form,
в переходном моменте.
How does it also pass on to love towards the Creator? Or does it through some passage transition?
Of course, Moscow 6.
В этом отрывке он говорит таким образом, как будто это не относится к нему. Как будто он говорит...
In this excerpt he writes that, like, this doesn't belong to us. Rather, like some depiction.
Baal Sulam attained those things completely, wholly. And that's why he is able to explain to you about what's happening in nature, where all of nature is underneath him, spread out.
Okay,
we'll continue with the book of Zohar on love.
Excerpt number 17, the book of Zohar about love. Man should love the Creator because there is no other work before the Creator but love. Anyone who loves him and works with love, the Creator calls him lover.
One more.
Once again, excerpt 17. Man should love the Creator because there is no other work before the love, before the Creator but love. Anyone who loves him and works with love, the Creator called him lover.
Chapter
18. It is written, why have I come and there is no man? How beloved are Israel by the Creator, for wherever they are, the Creator is among them. Since He does not remove His love from them, as it is written, and let them make me a temple, and I will dwell among them. Once again, excerpt 18. It is written, why have I come and there is no man? How beloved are Israel by the Creator, for wherever they are, the Creator is among them, since He does not remove His love from them, as it is written, and let them make me a temple, and I will dwell among them.
No
friends, what can I do? Oh, turkey too. Turkey too.
Shabbat Shalom, dear Rav and friends. Our friend is asking, how can I come to unconditional love with friends as long as there is this brokenness in our creation?
אז אתה מתקן את השבירה.
So you fix the shattering. You correct creation. When you correct your attitude towards the other, through your attitude towards the ten, you begin to see that the whole world is in the correct form. It's called each judges according to his own flaws. And if you corrected your own flaw, then you're not judging. The whole world for you appears corrected. Everyone is righteous. In this way, each one discovers reality according to the measure or the degree of his personal correction. Is that okay?
Tof. Piti
22.
What is conditional love that from all the goodness and benefit he receives, where is this along the path?
Conditional love
is things that we can change all the time, but that one can give to one another, more or less. That's called conditional love. That's not spirituality?
It is spirituality, and it's a high degree of spirituality. it's still conditioned on the forms of the relationships between them.
Other question, please?
Yes.
We say that a person has a state where he reaches that he doesn't want to unjustify the Creator, be wicked. Is this before spirituality?
No. A long time afterwards, much later. There are such leaps, sometimes more, sometimes less. Don't worry. You don't need to hide anything from the Creator. It's impossible. And don't even play with it. You need to play as much as possible with the friends and know this is your attitude towards the Creator. That's why He created it in this way, that there is an adapter between us and Him, which is the group, the friends. Why is that? Does that exist in this way? This is between us. We can connect, allows us to connect to Him and be in this way that we can corrupt or mess up those states and correct them, and it's not too bad. So let's understand that the system we're in is willing to tolerate us. As wild as we want to be, but the Creator has the opportunity to correct us from whichever state we fall into. PT 18.
Rav, it's written, they shall make a temple for me and I shall dwell among them. Shouldn't have been written that like the Creator dwells in each person anyway, right?
But He is revealed in this way towards each and every person to the extent a person connects to all the created beings. If I come to reach love, and the more I love all the created beings, to that extent I discover or reveal in them the Creator who is in them more and more, where all the created beings are the vessel, and the Creator is the light that's revealed in the vessel.
This is the temple that the Creator is requesting to build?
The temple is the desires of all created beings, that I wish to connect them all together and aim them at the Creator for His sake, and I'll discover that the Creator fills them and raises them until the end of correction, until Ein Sof. Moscow 6.
Почему последовательность ступеней независимой любви именно такая, что, ну, если я правильно понял, что сначала
родитель, товарищ, относительно... The order of the degrees of love that are unconditional are such that first we reveal the good in the friends towards the others and then towards the whole world. Why not the opposite? First the world and then towards myself.
Because this is the more accessible correction. Between you and him. And accordingly, you go from there, you go to more external vessels and you reveal the attitude towards the friends to the whole world. It's also gradual there in circles.
Gilad? Trip number 19. All those friends who do not love each other depart the world before their time. All the friends in Rashbi's time had love of soul and of spirit among them. This is why in his generation the secrets of Torah were revealed. Rabbi Shimon would say, all the friends who do not love each other cause themselves to stray from the right path. Moreover, they put a blemish in the Torah, since there is love, brotherhood, and truth in the Torah. Abraham loved Isaac. Isaac loved Abraham. And they were embraced. And they were both gripped, Jacob with love and brotherhood, and were giving their spirits in one another. The friends should be like them and not blemish them. For if love is lacking in them, they will blemish their value above. That is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which are Chagat.
Of course, not speaking of a father and sons like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all these generations, as if this speaks of people, Kabbalists, who attain the Creator gradually, degree by degree. When we say that they were close to one another and one begat the other, it has nothing to do with what's happening on the corporeal level, on the level of our world. There's no connection. Whether everything speaks of the inner spiritual connection.
Thank you, Rav. I heard you say that the system can put up and suffer with all our craziness or going wild, but let's say that our friends who don't love one another, then it throws them out. Can we explain this?
No, I can't explain. This is the Creator's sentence. He knows all those things. It's his system is above ours. We cannot understand it, but we see that many people come and then leave, and in their new people come in their place. Many people fall, several die, several get killed. We don't understand about those things. It's simply promised to us, guaranteed, and Kabbalists checked it and proved it, that if we come to correction, then according to the rule of each one judges according to his own flaws, we'll see that everything is right, everything is righteous and correct.
No. Can I ask more? All those people who leave the path and they follow, that's the calculations with the Creator, it's not our business, just go on?
No, one has nothing to do with the other. The Creator does it, he does it. The fact that he shows it to us, then it's possible we have to do something about it. We have to, nevertheless, be prepared to accept each and every one. Doesn't matter where he's from and what he had thus far. If he wants to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah, we have conditions, we have groups for beginners, and then he can join our ranks, but every person, doesn't matter if it's a man among men, if it's a woman among women, that's how it is.
Okay, toda.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Вот идет речь о любовь.
Hello, Rav. We're talking here about love, and as the experience shows us, if a person doesn't justify the Creator, he can't attain the love. I think after the justification of a certain friend, then begins the true spiritual work, and beforehand, not really.
Rav, correct. You're absolutely right.
Здесь в отрывке сказано любовь душевная, нефеш.
Here in the excerpt, нефеш душевная. It says that love of spirit. Что вот это
нефеш относится к
love of soul and love of spirit Can we say that the spirit has to do with relations, sorry, soul has to do with relations with the others and spirit with the Creator?
You shouldn't add according to what you understand, think about and understand with your mind. Do what you have to do, and when it will be revealed, you'll feel and you'll understand. Oh, these things you wish to add by your own intellect will only confuse you. What you say is incorrect, and moving forward, it will create many opportunities for you to make mistakes in everything. So just learn what's written. Accept that.
Realize.
Yeah, implement that. Yeah, and that's how you continue, and you'll be fine.
Message 20. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You may surely admonish your neighbor and shall not incur sin because of him. This commandment is to admonish him for sinning and to show him great love, that he loves him. So the admonisher will not be punished. It is written about the Creator, he whom the Lord loves, he admonishes. As the Creator does, admonishing those whom he loves, man too will learn from his way and admonish his neighbor whom he loves. The Creator admonishes a person with love and hiding. If one accepts his admonishment, very well. If not, he admonishes him among those who love him. If he accepts it, very well. If not, he admonishes him openly before everyone's eyes. If he accepts it, very well. If not, he leaves him and no longer admonishes him, since he leaves him to go and do as he pleases.
Ken. Ibru Eser.
Question from Dror. He has technical problems. So Dror is asking, why do we conceal the love?
You don't have to hide it. It says a person has to open up his love to the friends, because specifically by that, when he discloses his love, he increases love in the world. He sets a good example to others. Where does he take it from? He should find that source. Where did he take that? That somehow you have to conceal the love.
The question was, why is a person afraid if there is a fear in person to express the love? What can he do?
What
is a person afraid of? I didn't get it.
He's afraid to express his love, to reveal it.
Why?
Lama? Ma? She
hikum mimena? It will be made fun of.
I don't
know what he's talking about.
Ani choshev she.
I think it's the other way around. We have to show everyone that we are full of love to one another. And by that, the love will be increased among us and also in the world. And don't be a concealed righteous. It adds nothing.
Ita free.
Grazie, Rav. Buongiorno. Che cosa vuol dire questo? Che noi dovremmo amare l'amico
per
la qualità interna.
What does it mean that we need to
lavoro per scoprire il
love the friend for his internal qualities? That because of him we can do the work and reveal the Creator before him, behind him.
I didn't get it, Moshe.
Asking, what does it mean to love the friend for his internal qualities, that because of them we can reveal the Creator behind the friend? What is it to love the friend for this?
Friend is like a bridge between me and the Creator. Since I can't touch the Creator directly, only through the friend. It turns out the friend is the system that connects me to the Creator. It's connector, adapter between me and the Creator. And it's not only connect me to, it doesn't only connect me to him, but later I will see in the behavior of the friend, he behaves one way and another, and then he changes and so on and so forth. I'll see that it's not him, but it's actually the Creator has been changing him before me, so I will adapt myself to the Creator in the correct way. That's why I look at the friend already as a connecting system, an adapter, exactly. And that's how I relate to him. I have no other way by which to connect. Let's say the friends disappear, something happened, I have no connection with them, spiritual, corporeal, nothing. So I have no way of holding on to the Creator, to get into connection with him.
Okay.
That's how we need to appreciate the friends.
No, no.
The question, please?
Maestro, sì, buongiorno. Volevo chiedere questo. In questo articolo che abbiamo letto, volevo chiedere, ma
in this article that we read, I wanted to ask about the admonishing friends and the flaws in me. How can I admonish the friend?
Is he
asking?
Asking if the flaws are in me, from what place, what privilege do I have to admonish the friends?
By accepting all the things that I see as bad, by justifying them 100% in each and everything, I come to my correct, my complete correction. The 10 is like an instrument of a system that I calibrate myself through it. Since by calibrating myself towards the Creator, and when I see the friends as being right about everything, I want to justify them, I want to come close to them, to relate myself to them. I see that in this way, I make a correction, my correction, and I have no other way. I have no other way to do it. Because outside of me, no one is corrupt. The whole world is a system of the Creator. There's none else besides him, other than me. And when I see outside of me others who are corrupt and faulty, it's so I would correct myself by changing my mind, my opinion about them, those who are corrupt and unqualified and deficient, that they are truly righteous and corrected.
Focus group.
I don't feel that I love the friends more with time. I feel pity for them or such, but I don't feel love and prayer for them that's increasing each and every day. It bothers me because I hear that I'm supposed to love, but I don't know what to do.
Think about it a lot. Think about it more and more and more until it will get stabilized in your brain and later in your heart.
Buongiorno Rav. Anche se l'amico mi ammonisce con dolcezza, io provo fastidio. come faccio a vedere l'amore nell'ammonimento?
Even if the friend admonishes me gently, I feel unpleasant from this. How can I feel love even at the hour that the friend admonishes me?
Ta'azor lo bize.
Helping in that.
Ze lo inyan mi tzodek ve mi lo.
It's not about who's right, who's not. Rather, we work as parts of the system, as components of one system, where each one has to do everything that's required of him in order to bring the system into what we call the world of itself. So there's no room for shame or fear. For doing all kinds of calculations, except for one, to relate to the system as whole, relate to each friend as whole, and through them, through my attitude towards them, I get to relate to the Creator and reveal Him in order to give Him contentment.
Moscow 5.
Yeah. Рав, когда вот вы сейчас говорите, мы вас внимательно слушаем.
You say now.
Мне такой вопрос: где находится это хранилище?
We listen to you with attention, heartfeltness.
В десятке. Я, конечно.
Where is this storage? Is it in me or in the ten?
Аколь немца битох.
I would like it to be in the ten.
Everything is in your ten. You're right. You're correct, that's true.
Av, maze leochiach ve maze.
Rav, what is to admonish and what is admonish your friend?
Mishtadlim bikol hakoach ligalot.
When we try with everything we have to discover that the corruption is between us and the correction is also up to us. That's it. That no one here is acting except for me through the ten to the Creator.
To admonish your friend.
Yeah.
And
they're all complete righteous. I who disqualifies or faults, I do it because of my own faults.
Если Раф, я увидел вот эту неисправность товарища и сразу же понимаю, что это мне показывает то, что я должен.
If I see corruptions in a friend, I immediately understand that this is what is being shown to me that I need to correct inside me. So, what actions of correction do I need to perform when I see this?
Try and think how to come to justify everyone, both the friends and the Creator and all of humanity, since you see your projection onto the white light. Well, the whole world, the world being complete righteous, everybody working on in bestowal only, there's nothing in reality that is actually bad, except for your actions. And you now wish to correct them in order to finish the correction. Other than you, no one else remains that needs correction. Okay?
Gilad?
Keta mispar 21.
Excerpt 21. Complete love is love on both sides, whether in deen, judgment, earn chesed, mercy, and successful ways. He will love the Creator even if He takes His soul away from Him. This love is complete, for it is on both sides, in mercy and in judgment. Hence, the light of the act of creation came out and was then concealed. When it became concealed, the harsh judgment came out
and the two sides, mercy and judgment, were included together, becoming whole. This gave room for the inclusion of the two ends as one. This is so because now it became possible to disclose the wholeness of his love even while he takes one soul away from him. Thus, room was given to complement the love in a way that had it not been hidden and the harsh judgment had not been revealed, this great love would have been devoid of the righteous, and it never would have been possible for it to become disclosed.
Again,
21. Complete love is love on both sides, whether in deen, judgment, or in chesed, mercy, and the success of its ways. He will love the Creator even if he takes his soul away from him. This love is complete, for it is on both sides, in mercy and in judgment. Hence the light of the act of creation came out and was then concealed. When it became concealed, the harsh judgment came out, and the two sides, mercy and judgment, were included together, becoming whole. This gave room for the inclusion of the two ends as one. This is so because now it became possible to disclose the wholeness of his love even while he takes one soul away from him. Thus, room was given to complement the love in a way that had it not been hidden and the harsh judgment had not been revealed, this great love would have been devoid of the righteous, and it never would have been possible for it to be revealed.
PT 25.
What does it mean that the actions of the fear with the Creator includes me too? I don't understand, Gilad.
What does it mean that my actions are bad if the Creator also includes me, contains me?
My deeds are bad or just bad?
Bad deeds, evil deeds of mine. If the Creator includes me, contains me.
I don't understand.
You said that only my actions are bad, corrupt, and outside of me, everyone else is righteous. But what does it mean that my actions are bad if I'm also included in the Creator?
Yes, I don't understand where you're taking this assumption, this wise guy assumption, that you include the Creator as well.
That the Creator includes me, contains me, I mean.
I don't understand this. I'm sorry. It's not the first time like this with us. I usually don't understand what you ask, because you go from assumptions that are incorrect. What is it that the Creator includes you? I don't understand.
There's nothing besides him.
Nothing besides him. You can say, shut the book and go die. Why even live? If there's none else besides him, then you don't have to do anything. The world does nothing. Everyone is only performing the desire of the Creator, meaning everyone is inanimate. And then that's it. Go rest.
So can you explain what it means that my actions are bad, that only my actions are bad?
Yes, because it truly is so. Only you are bad. That's how you need to see it. That's how you need to look at reality.
See myself as bad together with Tishnas besides him, the good who does good. That's what I don't understand.
It doesn't have to do with this, that the Creator is the good that does good, and you are bad. Stop your philosophy. Your approach is philosophic. It's ruining you. It's killing you. It's making you stupid.
PT 29.
It says here that he should love the Creator even when he takes away his soul. What does it mean that he takes away his soul?
Everything, the main thing that a person has, whatever it may be, the most important, most dear thing to him. Now, seemingly the Creator takes this from him and the person remains zero. He has nothing. Completely inanimate. And even if it occurs in this manner, nonetheless, it makes an effort in this state too to agree with the Creator and to love him as much as possible, even if in the smallest crumb he is. Okay.
So
what do we have left?
Final excerpt, 22. The righteous in that world have several sections over sections. And the highest of all the sections is for those whose love of their master is tied in them. Since their section has become tied to the whole that rises above all. Since the Creator is crowned in it with love. That hall, the highest one, is called love. And everything stands on love. As it is written, much water will not be able to quench the love. Everything stands in love.
No, yes, Lishol.
Any questions on this?
Rome 1, please.
I want to ask, what is complete love between love of friends and love of friends?
That we'll know a bit before the end of correction. In the extent that we'll love one another in such a way, we'll also reach absolute love in the Creator. And it truly is a very great thing. The whole love between friends, guess isn't that each one holds the friends as not just as the greatest of the generation, but in general, at a degree that is. That they are like the Creator, that He justifies them in everything. And that's called love of the world. We hope that we will reach it.
What does it mean to justify the friend wholeheartedly?
The Creator gives you all sorts of corrupted forms. That you see the friend in such a manner, corrupted, in all sorts of manners, and does all sorts of exercises with you, that you'll see the friend in this way, and you need to fight against it, and make the effort to prove to yourself that it's all incorrect. That you see it in your corrupted vessels this way. And that really besides you, everything is corrected. And that you reveal that besides you, there's only the Creator. In the vessels of all the friends, throughout the world. Okay, friend. I think that we... I think we've did our lesson for today. Let's sing something and go on to the women's lesson. You can already go. Open up your love. And I still need to work it out with the women. So please, Gilad.
Let your heart speak. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder. You won't be alone.
Love is around. The deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you.
This is what their life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight and everything's gonna be.
Ooh. to the skies.
Look up to the skies.
Cause if your day feels like